Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast with me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about anxiety and some natural approaches to treating anxiety, because millions of people suffer from anxiety. It spans the spectrum from just occasional nervousness to full-blown panic attacks, OCD, and agoraphobia. Anxiety can be a seriously debilitating problem for some people. I think one of the biggest problems with anxiety is that it's misunderstood. Anxiety is not an illness. So let me repeat that again. Anxiety is not an illness. It's a symptom of something else. It's your body trying to tell you that something's wrong, and it should not be ignored. Anxiety should not be ignored. No symptom should ever be ignored, because they're your body's way of sending up red flags. Whenever we understand and recognize that anxiety is a symptom and not an illness, then we realize that just treating anxiety by itself is just treating a symptom. You're not addressing the cause of the anxiety, and that's the real problem. You're just suppressing a symptom. And that's a bad idea, because your body is trying to tell you that something's wrong. So you shouldn't ignore your anxiety, and you shouldn't suppress it. It should be explored so that the cause of the problem can be found. What's the cause? Anxiety can be caused by many things. Food sensitivities, sensitivities to food additives, too much caffeine, too much sugar, environmental toxins, reactions to medication, heavy metal toxicity, and other things like problems with systems in your body like the thyroid and the adrenal glands. If anxiety is a problem in your life, then these things need to be ruled out before anything else happens. Because some of the things that anxiety can be a sign of needs to be addressed by a doctor, like an allergy or a thyroid problem. Now, a lot of people trust that whenever they go see the doctor will cover all of that if you go to them saying that anxiety is a problem in your life, but usually they don't. If you say you have anxiety, usually they'll just prescribe you a medication to control the anxiety, and that's it. There's no investigation into the cause of it at all. So before you add something like medication to the situation, you need to make sure you don't need to remove or address something else first. Now, if you've pinpointed one of the above causes as the source of your anxiety, great, you're all done. If you've ruled out the above causes, though, the problem is probably stress. Stress is not the first conclusion you should come to, though, especially for severe anxiety, or anxiety that seems to happen all day long, every day, or anxiety that seems to come out of nowhere all of a sudden. It should be taken into consideration for sure, and it definitely could be the cause, but the other causes should be ruled out first, because those are more concerning. That's very, very important. I had what I thought, and what I was told by doctors, by the way, was severe panic disorder for years, and it actually turned out to be a sensitivity to food additives, which I discovered on my own. I took medication that I didn't need and still felt no relief for years because the real problem was not addressed. I cut out the foods that I was sensitive to, and the, quote, panic disorder disappeared all by itself. No medication needed. If stress is the cause, there's many ways that you can combat that. Most of the remedies for anxiety that I'm going to list for you seem so simple that you might be tempted to ignore them, but don't. Try them. You might be really, really surprised how well they work. The first one is get enough sleep. Now, this seems like really simple advice, but I mean, be honest. Do you actually get enough sleep? If you don't, that can cause serious, serious issues with your emotional balance and your ability to handle stress. There was a study that said that going without sleep was the equivalent of imbibing alcohol. So that's a pretty big impairment there. So try getting 30 extra minutes of sleep a night and see how much better you feel. It's a simple thing, it's not that hard to do, and it can make a really, really big difference. The second one is try aromatherapy. Our sense of smell is one of our most powerful, emotionally connected senses. Certain smells can lift your spirits, they can change your mood, they can trigger almost total recall of events, and much, much more. This is how aromatherapy works, and it's been clinically proven to help with stress, to help cancer patients and other people with serious medical problems. It doesn't have to be a big setup, just get a little burner and some essential oils. Light a candle, just let it burn in the living room. You'll be surprised how much better you feel when the air smells really nice. It sounds really silly, but give it a shot. The third thing you might want to try, meditate. Now, you knew I was going to say that, right? The number one thing people say is that they don't have time to meditate. The second thing they say is that they don't know how. But look, the time that you've been listening to this, you could have been meditating. There's really no way to do it wrong, and the benefits of meditation are really, really well documented by science. If you don't want to just sit there with your eyes closed, or you can't clear your mind, which is the number three thing that people always say, they have trouble clearing their mind. There are moving meditations like Tai Chi and dancing. There are strumming meditations. I used to know a guy that meditated by throwing a ball against the wall over and over again. It sounds silly, but it worked. It worked for him. Whatever worked for you to bring peace, relaxation, tranquility, and introspection is what you should do. And if you find that you can't clear your mind and relax, that's actually a sign that you probably need to meditate, because it shouldn't be that hard to do. I mean, good Lord, no wonder you're so stressed. Try meditating at least 10 minutes a day for a week and see how much better you feel. Seriously. If you can't get to 10 minutes right away, try starting with 3 or even 5. And listed here among my other podcasts are plenty of guided meditations and drumming tracks that you can use to help you. Give it a shot. Another thing you can do is try herbal remedies. There are many, 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 many herbal supplements and remedies you can try, which have nowhere near the amount of dangerous side effects as pharmaceutical medications. Many have other benefits as well, too, by the way. At your local health food store, you can probably buy chamomile or lavender flowers. These can be made into a very calming and very good tasting tea. You can also buy supplements in the form of drops and capsules. Lavender drops work very well to combat stress. That's actually been proven. There is a lavender supplement available in Germany, and a study showed that it actually worked better than Ativan, so if that tells you anything. You can also put flowers and herbs into your food or a nice hot bath, but just remember, as with all things you take internally, be aware of your allergies and interactions with other things you're taking. You also want to make sure you don't exceed the dosage recommendations. Natural does not mean incapable of hurting you. I mean, don't forget, hemlock and wintergreen are natural too, and those are deadly poisons. Another thing you can try would be to develop a mantra. A mantra is usually associated with yoga or meditating, and it can be used in meditation, but it can also be a personal motto, sort of like something you repeat to yourself frequently to kind of remind yourself of what your goals are. It might be something like, I will not focus on the negative, I will focus on the positive, or I will not let myself be dragged into the drama, anything that has meaning to you. Try reciting your mantra either to yourself or out loud during times of stress, and take a deep breath. It sounds silly, you know, but it really does work very well, and after a while, it becomes second nature to simply just do what your mantra says without having to be reminded. Something that's also really important is to learn to let go of what you can't help. We're all humans. Okay, we all make mistakes, we all have bad days, limitations, everything else. We all have faults. So just take one problem at a time. That's all anybody can do. Do the best you can, and don't worry about the things you can't do anything about. Now, people always tell me, well, that's easy for you to say. No, it's not. It's not easy for me to say. It's hard, but it's not as hard as it sounds. Look at it this way. If it's something you can't do anything about, worrying about it's not going to change that anyway. It's only going to stress you out more. You have to learn to let it go. One of the things that can really help with that is less screen time. Being so connected to everything and everyone is great, but it can create problems for people too. Constant notifications from social media and the constant droning of your TV creates anxiety and stress in you, even though you don't realize it. If you don't believe that, try a little experiment. Go without your cell phone or computer for a little while. You might be really, really surprised how anxious and bothered you are without it, and how worried about it you are in general. That's a sign you're putting way too much energy into that, and it's causing anxiety and stress in your life. Because you feel that anxiety and stress even when you are looking at it, but the need to look at it is being gratified over and over again, so the anxiety is not allowed to build up. But it's the anxiety that's causing you to look at it in the first place. So you need to tone that down a little bit, and it can help you a lot by doing that. Just spend less time on the computer and the phone and more time with friends and family. You'll probably see what a difference this makes right away, because it's very, very noticeable. The last thing I would suggest is to take a really, really good hard look at what you're eating. So many food additives cause so many problems in people's bodies and in their minds and with their hormones. Too much processed food causes all kinds of emotional problems in people. They've linked quite a few food additives to behavioral disorders in children. I know my personal, quote, panic disorder was caused by a food sensitivity. I stopped eating processed foods and it was gone in probably less than 3 months. My body went through this really weird detox where I got sick and I had a fever and I lost weight for about 3 days. Nobody else caught it. It was just this phantom weird illness situation. But after that, I haven't been sick again. And that was 3 or 4 years ago. I don't eat processed food anymore ever. Vegetables, fruit, meat, and I don't eat that much bread or grain at all because that is what they use to fatten up livestock, and you can bet that it's fattening up your family too. A lot of the grains in this country are largely GMO, and I have an ethical objection to GMO technology, so I don't partake in GMOs, but that's another story for another podcast. Either way, pay attention to what you're eating. Cut out so much processed food. You might be surprised how many of your problems disappear once you do that. And if you are eating well and still having this anxiety, put these solutions in place in your life for 30 days and see what happens. And again, they sound simple. They sound so simple that you might think they can't possibly work. Try implementing them for 30 days and see what happens. You will feel better. And you'll find there's much less stress and anxiety in your life. Thank you for listening to the Meditations and More podcast with me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.